Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Glad to have you with us today. We're going to honor our pastor and his wife, Miss Brenda, today. Amen. And we're going to have a couple of speakers that's going to come up. And our first speaker is going to be Gina Searcy. She's with the Healing Room, part of the church here. I've been here for some years. And she's going to come and share. And then after her, we'll be hearing from our elder, Doug Logan. He'll come and share, okay? All right.
All right, good morning, y'all. Good morning. I want to, back in our room in the mornings when we get together for our dance team and get together, there was a prophetic song that we sung this morning, so I want them to come help me with this, and I want y'all to help sing it. And we're going to sing this to our pastor and Brenda. So here we go. I want to tell you, I want to tell you just how much you mean to me. I want to tell you, I want to tell you just how much you mean to me. Just how much you mean to me. I want to tell you, I want to tell you just how much you mean to me. I want to tell you, I want to tell you just how much you mean to me. Just how much you mean to me. Amen. Okay. Well, I've known Pastor and Brenda, call him Pastor Terry and Brenda, now for about 24 years, and it's my great honor today to honor them with you all. And I'd like to speak on behalf of one who's been called not only to be a pastor, both of them, but called to be a father in the house of the Lord, and a mother, a father to many and a mother to many. And for Brenda, she's a symbol of strength. And her mothering ministry, she's a great symbol of strength. So that makes me a daughter of a great father and a great mother. And it makes us sons and daughters as we follow them, as they follow God. And we're raised up under them. So as I was asking the Lord what he wanted me to say and how he wanted me to encourage them today, this week, I overheard some conversations, and they weren't roasted pastor for dinner, so don't worry about that. It was all good, so I wanted to share that with you all and encourage you with it, and I feel like that's what the Lord wanted me to do, he wants me to do. So you have a family here that loves you and supports you, and we want you to know that. So I thought it fitting to share these things to encourage you and to fortify you. The word the Lord has for me, for you today, is fortify, fortification. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. But he wants to fortify you on this journey. And so I heard somebody say this week to some of us, and I was involved in some of these conversations, but they said, do you all realize what a gift we have here in our pastor and in Brenda? Do you really realize what we have? And that's a question that I ask you as well. There's so much that they stand for in the face of adversity. Time and time and time again, they stand strong with confidence and great boldness. And also somebody said to Brenda, Brenda, you have great strength. You have great strength. And you give that to us. I love to hear Brenda pray in healing rooms when she prays. She'll pray when someone's sick or if they're just discouraged or whatever the prayer need might be. And she always ends her prayer with, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. There's such strength in that. And it gives me strength. And I just always look forward to hearing that. And when she's not there, I miss her so much when she has to be out sometimes. But It's not the same, but she carries a lot of strength. And if she detects the slightest discouragement, she just comes alongside, and that's her natural gift, is to give strength with great faith. It's kind of her own signature when she says, in the name of the Lord. I always look for it. I always want to hear that. And it's really powerful. And then another person said during this conversation, yeah, I'm her daughter. I belong to her. I'm her daughter. And Brenda looked at all of us that night in healing rooms, and she said, yeah, you are. You're like my daughters. You're like my daughters. And that's just a deep, true relationship that we have, that you can have, that we have with them, because she's real. She's a real person, a real mother. She loves deeply. And that's just such a great blessing. That love and affirmation that comes from her, it validates. It validates me. It validates you. It validates us. And I just want Scott and Anne Marie to know that you've got a lot of siblings here. Hopefully no sibling rivalry, but we're all siblings here. So I hear people talking about how blessed they feel because of our new air filter system, our purification system. Over and over again, people just feel so blessed. What a great cost, how costly it was. But yet, when the gratitude was expressed to Pastor Terry and all the leaders, you stood so strong during that terrible time we had with COVID, and still going through, still holding on to each other because it's still a battle. But they value us. There's no cost too great. They value us. And when I knew that there was gratitude expressed, he said, you're worth it. You are worth it. You're worth it. So you need to know you're worth it. And he values you. They value us. All our leaders here do. They value us. They carry us. He and Brenda both, they never do anything halfway. It's all or nothing. It's all in. All or nothing. They do it with great excellence, great quality. They're constant, steadfast. They never back down. It doesn't matter the cost. They're going to pay the price to do whatever it is that God tells them to do. And in these 24 years, they've made room for my gift, and they've provided space for my growth and development, even in a flawed vessel. And that's another quality that they have, is they can see the potential long before it's ever developed in anybody, and that includes me, of what great potential God has for you. And they want to see it grow and develop to its fullest in you here. And so you have a place here, and you belong. And they do that for all of us. And they can see that great potential even when we don't deserve it. They open their hands and their hearts around you with love and support and truth. And they're transparent. And that's been something that has meant so much to me over these years. They've already been through some rough stuff, but they've overcome. And they will reach out and help you, too, to overcome through your rough stuff. And they don't mind sharing it with you. They're real people. They never put on airs. Miss Brenda does not want to be called Miss Brenda. She just wants to be called Brenda. Just call me Brenda. There's no putting on of airs. Pastor Terry's humility, he serves. He does not mind to get his hands dirty. He'll do anything he needs to do, whatever it is. He'll do it. There's great humility, and that's an example for us to follow. Real people with real relationship that you can really touch and really learn from. And in that, if you can see them overcome, then you know you can overcome too. And that's what speaks to my life. I know they've overcome, and so I can overcome too because of that. Let's see. And that overcoming spirit with the transparency and all that they've been through, it qualifies them to be our leaders. It qualifies them to lead us to where we need to go. Okay. And I hear Pastor Terry say this from time to time. God never wastes a trial. He never wastes anything that you're going through. He always uses it to bring the good. He'll get the good out of it, no matter what it is. If you face death, he's going to bring the good out of it. He's the only, you know, think about it like this. God, if anybody can get the good out of it, God can. He's the only one that can. He's the only one that can redeem it. And with Pastor and Brenda, they never try to control us. They've never tried to control me. They never withhold their love. They always guide and walk alongside. And I've heard Pastor Terry say this. I think this is what you need to do. If I've gone to him for counsel or something, I think this is what you need to do. But if you choose not to, I'm going to love you anyway. I won't withhold my love from you. And I'm just going to tell you that's so valuable, because there's so many that will, if you don't do what they advise you to do or what they think you should do, they're done with you. You know, they're done. They just walk away. But that's not the nature of Terry and Brenda. They're there. They're going to walk alongside no matter what you choose to do. If you choose to be the prodigal and go back to the pigs, they're still going to be there waiting. They'll be there waiting, calling you home from the porch, calling your name out from the porch, waiting on you to come back. In fact, I've heard them do that too. It just touches me so deeply. I hope I can get through all this without losing it, but I'm going to trust God for that. But I've experienced that kind of love with them, and I know many of you have here. And they're here for you in that. There's just such a deep, true, unconditional love. It models the Father's heart. It models that fatherhood calling, that fatherhood mantle that's upon him, the motherhood mantle that's upon her. It models it. Such truth, great man and woman of truth, they will not back down. They have great integrity, great confidence, great boldness. Steadfastness. They will not back down in the face of the enemy. And when they see death, they're going to speak life, no matter what they see, no matter what they hear and even feel. And I know sometimes they get discouraged, just like the rest of us do, but they hold on to God and they proclaim the truth in his promises every time. And they'll pay the price to do it. And something else Pastor Terry's taught me over the years, if you do anything for God, it's going to cost you. If you do anything for God, it's going to cost you, but I tell you, it's worth it. I'd rather, it's worth the cost. If it's worth having, it's worth paying for it. Sometimes it's hard to pay for things, isn't it? But it's so worth it. And I just so value that integrity and that, just that honor that he carries, that they both carry. I know many times he's been awakened in the night by the Lord to pray for us here, to carry us through hard times, especially that COVID situation that we're still facing. He pays the price to do without sleep, and Brenda's there for him to be strong and to stand with him and to make sure that they're linked together, because together they're stronger than they are. We're always stronger together than we are divided. And he carries us. He carries you. He carries us. He carries us. So his humility is a true example of servanthood. Like I said before, he'll do whatever it takes. He's willing to get his hands dirty. And Brenda, she's very real. I appreciate that. You know, so many pastors I've approached before, you can't touch them, you know. And you think, do they really struggle? Do they really have real issues? It just helps people to be able to relate. He represents our church, our community, and our God wherever he goes with great integrity, great confidence, and God's truth. He stands in the face of adversity, the two of them together, with boldness, on behalf of God and God's people, and that's us. And so I ask you, do you know what a gift we have here? I've never seen anything like it. I mean, amen. Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere to find the gifts that we have here. We've got a great worship leader. We've got a great associate pastor, John, and Miss Faye. Great leaders, great elders in this place, and I'm so thankful that they hear God. They hear God. They come together and they hear God for us. They don't just flippantly make decisions. Well, we need to do this. Well, we need to do that out of their own convenience or whatever the rest of the world is saying. No, they shut themselves in and they hear what God has to say and they follow his voice. And so because of that, we can follow too. Don't need to go anywhere else. There's such abundance here. And something else I heard, I think I like this one maybe the best. I don't know. Maybe not. There's so many. Maybe I shouldn't pick a favorite, but I like this one a lot. And this person said, you know, when I find myself in a battle for truth and I'm facing a lot that the enemy's throwing at me, I can just see my pastor standing strong and confident, not backing down. And it encourages me to do the same thing. And I know how many of y'all, you've been in that place. Sometimes I'll do it. I'll think, okay, now what would Pastor Terry do? And I think, what would Brenda do? And I do it. Hadn't failed me yet. So they have well equipped us for these desperate times that we're in, where men's hearts will fail them if there were no hope. But we have hope. We have hope in Jesus and guidance to follow Jesus and to follow them as they follow God. And it's that fathering relationship that he's been called to and gifted for, a strong mantle of fatherhood, a strong mantle of motherhood, a true shepherd, not a hireling. If it had been for the money, they wouldn't be here. It's not about the money. It's costly, though, for them. It's a costly mantle to carry. They always model the father's heart with unconditional, non-judgmental, non-religious love. That freedom from religion. You know, I had some things I had to unlearn, and they taught me. They taught me about relationship, to let go of religion. It's valuable in these times. It's valuable. And I have a couple of scriptures. Habakkuk 2:1-3 says, write the vision that he may run who reads it. And verse 3 says, it will speak and it will not lie, and it will surely come. And Haggai 1:14 says, and they came and they worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. So this is my challenge to all of us. Let's all give what we've got. Let's give everything we've got. Let's give what we've got to come and build his kingdom in this place, to love God, to love people, and to make a difference. That's our pastor's vision. Let's give all that we've got. Let's give all that we can to do that. And we'll follow him and Brenda as they follow God. And this is something that Pastor Terry says a lot. If we do that, you're a daisy if you do. And what that means is that you're the cream of the crop. You're the cream of the crop. You're a daisy if you do. So the word fortify, it means to strengthen with defensive works to protect against any attack. And that's what God is doing right now. I feel like that's what God's doing in you, is fortifying you, building you up, making you unpenetrable by the enemy. And your mantle raises up a generation of sons and daughters here to do the greater works that Jesus speaks about in John 14:12. And we, your church, your family, we stand strong upon this floor, this foundation that you've built. which was built upon the solid rock of Jesus. We stand upon it because you built it on Jesus. And we give honor to you. And we give you thanks and gratitude for all that you've done, for everything that you sacrifice on our behalf, because you've built it. You've built this house on the founding of Jesus. You're building a faith in your people that is solid. Is solid. It will stand. You're building strength and steadfastness and confidence to stand firm in the Lord, and it's vital for us in these times. And because of that, you're building his kingdom. So we will run. We will run with the vision. We will run with the vision that you have written out for us. We will run. It hastens toward the goal and it will not fail. Your reward is great. Your reward is great. And we honor you. We love you. We're so thankful to God to have you as our pastors, our leaders, our mother, our father, and our friend. Amen. Thank you.
You've done a great job. Let's hear that clap one more time. Giving honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and honor to our pastor and his wife. This has been a great run for me. Most of you all don't know how long I've been here to church, but I've been here with Terry ever since he's been here. And I always like to tell the story of when Terry came and we was having a meeting, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and I had a gold coin carried around in my pocket. I didn't give it to anybody. And I decided that at that moment, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, give it to Terry. You believe in him. I gave him that coin that day, and I said, here. My wife always told Terry later on, Doug never give his gold coin to anybody. I gave him that gold coin, and I told him that I was going to be with him from now on. And I've been here with him ever since. Many of you all have watched Steve Harvey, and they always say that he is the hardest working showman that ever been. Maybe he is for what he does. But I say it for my pastor. He's the hardest working pastor that I've ever worked with. When I tell you that, I really mean that. He is the hardest working pastor. He's working when you don't even think he's working. I began to think when this COVID was going on, and way before then, when I had COVID, before all of the other people that had COVID in the church, I was in the hospital. He was praying for me, tried to visit me, but they wouldn't let him come. I thought about the many things that he have done. He's tried to get food to my house, and if it had to come and sit it on the porch. But praise be to God, I like to tell you this about Terry and Brenda. They're dedicated to the cause. When I look around here this morning, I see people that I haven't seen in a while at this church, and I just praise God for it. Why don't you stand up and give a little praise to the pastor right here. Stand up. You haven't been here in a while. I just want you to stand up and let him know you're here. When I tell you, Terry is the hardest working man in show business, he's always working behind the scene. He's working behind the scene when you don't even know that he's working. We wouldn't be back in church today if Terry wasn't working behind the scene trying to get these systems put up in our church so that we can come in here and breathe fresh air without catching COVID. He spent a lot of time on that. He didn't spend just a few moments or 1 hour. He spent a lot of time looking into why other churches had it. Was it working for them, the system? How did it work? And how it was going to work for us and what we would have to have in this church and could we afford it? How much it was going to cost us? He stayed on it day after day working on it till we're back here today. I just praise the Lord for a pastor. When I look around and see
something have taken place. We have some people are missing that have not come back since COVID. Well, I want to tell you today, you can come back. You can come back. Tell them they can come back. We have refreshed the thing. They can come back. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Listen, there are, I look around this church and I see all of the young people that have come and become members of this church. People, new people that have come and become members of this church. They didn't come here because there wasn't something going on. The power of the Holy Spirit was working in their lives to bring them here and to heal them from certain things that they're in and to make them stronger to become a part of this church here. I thank God for them. When I see them, I thank them and I let them know that they're special to me. I think about Terry teaching the young men at this church Wednesday night. He taught a class here, and I was here looking at two young men talking to him, and they were just enthused about what Terry is teaching and how it was touching their lives and changing their lives, and they want to grow in the faith and in grace with him. They want to grow with God. There are people here that come here Sunday after Sunday that are not even members of this church. You feel free. You can join if you want to. You can get involved if you want to. Terry is not going to keep you from getting involved in the nursery and all of the things that they talked about just a while ago. He's going to encourage you to get in there and do your very best. I've been doing ushering at this church for years. I've been on the, whatever you call that, Terry, that you have for us to do. Elders of the church, and you know, I've been on that for years. And you know, we have discussed all kinds of things with this pastor, all kinds of things. And, you know, we get an opportunity to venture into what goes on at this church and how it's going to take place and whether it's going to be worthwhile, spend the money or don't spend the money. And listen, pastor, we don't owe anything on the church, right? Since Pastor Cherry's been here, we have financed the church and don't owe anything and have a bank account. Those things are really inspiring to me to have a pastor that will not only look after the little things, but he looks after the big things also. And then he take care of, when I needed counseling, oh, you said you needed counseling? Yes, I need counseling. My wife and I went to Terry and Brent for counseling. We'll go again if we need it. And I think she needs to go. I don't think I need to go. I love her. I love her. I might not should have said that. I'm going to have to revamp that. I tell you how I can revamp that. I've been married to her for 53 years. She ain't going to leave me now. And neither am I going to leave her. I thank God for you all that are here today at this occasion. I want you to see that you have got a great pastor. I mean, I can explain it, all of it to you in this time. Gina, you've done a great job of bringing, articulating what Pastor Terry and Pastor Brenda have done for us and how they care about us. If something is going on with you, the reason it keeps going on with you and you don't want to know anybody to know, come and tell them. I will. If you want me to come and tell them for you, I'll do that for you too. Listen, we have a great church. I don't know whether you realize it or not. I don't realize, all of the guys from out of the ashes, you all have a wonderful time coming to this church, and you have been coming the whole time, and somebody brought you the first, then we turn around, and these guys that are here, that are out of the ashes, they keep coming. They keep coming. Their lives have been changed. Examples examples have been set forth to them at this church so that they believe that they can make it. Just people believe in them and then believe that they can continue to grow in the faith and in grace with God. They can do it here. If you're here and you can't grow, it's because you don't want to grow. I've seen so many people come here and minister to other people. Someone asked me not long ago, what do you do? I said, I do what I'm told to do. And I said, when God speaks to me, if he tells me to come and preach or teach or do whatever, I said, well, my ministry is going to the prisons and to the jails and to I work with a yoke fellow. I work with all kinds of things that are outside of here. But my ministry is to win souls. And you know what? You can win souls in this church because everybody here is not saved. Everybody here is not saved. I don't want you. I can take this opportunity during this Pastor's Appreciation Day to tell you this right here. My pastor will appreciate it if I win you to the Lord. He will appreciate it if I tell you about the saving grace of God. He will appreciate it if I can guide you and direct you and instruct you in a way that you should go. And I will not tell you any other way because this is my pastor. Well, you can come back to him and say, well, Doug said this. You know, what I like is I can tell you this, and if you've said it before, you're probably going to feel guilty. Well, I don't like what pastor, how he preached that. And I don't understand that, and I don't understand this. And then you come to me and tell me all of it, and I said, listen, well, what part you don't understand? Well, it's that part where you got to pay tithes. I said, well, that ain't a hard part. That's right in your Bible. Do you been reading your Bible? Well, I don't think you have to pay tithes. I said, well, you don't have to, but you get to. You know, I don't like it where people shouting out loud in the church. I said, well, you can do it too. You can do it. You can get up and clap your hands and scream out and say hallelujah. Praise be to God that gives us the victory. We want you to be free in this church. And when I say that, when I say that, I know that Pastor agreed with me. He does not have no chain bound on you to praise God. Now, he don't want you acting a fool. He don't want you acting a fool. He don't want you jumping up and kicking somebody and stepping on them. But, you know, keep it low. Keep it low. My pastor, I can brag on him. And if he jumps on me, he's got a week to take care of me when I leave here today. But you know what? One of the great, I visit a lot of churches. I used to go from church to church to church to church. I visit a lot of churches, but I've been here. I don't lost count. I've been here with you 24 years probably, and I was here before then. And you know what? I ain't found any other place to go. Could it be better than this church here? I haven't found any. And when I go to the jails and prison, I invite the inmates there, come to this church. Come visit us. If you don't like it, you can find someplace else you like. I have seen inmates come back to this church year after year. They go away and they stay gone, and they come back here and say, this is my home church. This is what I like. This is where I can get fed. And this is what Terry's going to preach the gospel. John's going to preach the gospel in this church. There ain't going to be anything else aside. If you don't like it, then I guess you have to fly. I stay where I can get fed. I don't spend a lot of time going to restaurants to eat that I don't like to eat at. I go there one time and I won't even go back. Sometimes my wife says, you want to go back? I said, dog, just pass on by that one. I'm going to keep saying it over and over. We have got a great church. We have got some great young people. I don't know where all of these young people have come and stayed, but by the grace and mercy of God. I mean, Bible readers if you want to ask them questions, ask them questions. They're going to look in the Word. We got people in this church that read and study the Bible that if you don't believe it, ask them. They'll get, well, you might not want to hear what the Bible got to say. You I mean, because a lot of people are like it. They don't want to hear the truth. Tell me something that makes me feel good. It's smooth for me. I can't do it. All I got is what God said. Keep coming back. Keep being fed. Keep getting closed here in the Word of God that you can grow in the faith. I haven't found this man. If this man says anything that you don't, you disapprove of, you ought to see me. I got a good answer for you. I can assure you I can find it. If I can't find it, I'll call Eric over there. He'll come over and give me, help me get it straightened out for you. I call people that can help us get it straightened out. But we have people that, I'm not going to tell one story that we have. But I had a person that came to me. Yeah, I'm going to tell it anyway. They came to me and they told me that you have a prejudiced pastor. I said, okay, it's time for you to explain that good story to me. When they told the story, I think the answer came to them themselves. They realized that they were telling the wrong person. They were telling the wrong person. Because, you know, I thought they was talking to somebody else. I decided to kind of look around. I said, you talking to me? You talking to me? If you're talking to me, then you're talking to the wrong person. Because I am the person you're saying he's prejudiced against. I said, I know you're lying. I said, you don't want to believe that. I just told you you're lying. But they said, well, anyway, that's the way it goes. Anyway, walk with it. If you're not coming to this church because you don't like a prejudiced pastor, you're at the wrong church anyway. You're at the wrong church. Like I told him, I said, I've been here for years. And I haven't, what you're talking about, I haven't found it to be. I haven't found it to be true. But you know what? Sometimes people say things and they eat them up. That person, a month or so later, I looked around, they were sitting in the church again. And they come every now and then. They did come, I guess they come to smell and see if they still smell the same. Terry. My wife coming to take me away. You've heard it said, you've heard it said, they're coming to take you away, ha ha. I love you all, and I want you to know, I love this pastor and his wife. Sometimes I think I love Scott, but I like him. Okay. But my wife said I have to go. Praise be to the Lord. John, come and get this mic from me, brother.
With that, I will not. Thank you, Elder Doug and Sister Gina. Thank y'all. You guys did an awesome job. Come on, let's give them a hand. Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing like family, right? Right. Okay. We just thank God for Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda. You know, sometimes it's always, well, the pastor's wife, but she has a name. Her name is Miss Brenda. You know, and we just thank God for both of them. But I want to read a scripture, and then we have some presentations we want to do for them. And if you would, it's in Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, and the 11th verse. It says, therefore, encourage one another
and build up one another, just as you also are doing. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instructions. And that's what Pastor Terry does and Miss Brenda does, is give us instructions. And it says, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. We just thank God for you. And then it goes on and says, live in peace with one another, which we endeavor to do that. But we just want to honor you guys today. I hope it's okay to say you guys. You know, I got in trouble for saying that before in a classroom. But anyway, we won't go into that. But we thank God for you guys. And at this time, we're going to do a presentation. And we have something for both of you. And at this time, if she would just bring the gift we have for you, it's coming that way if you look that way. Okay? All right, you can just sit right there if you like. Okay. Okay. They. I'm gonna have to calm down. If you wanna sit that basket right there. Thank you so much, for Mary and Mr. Jim. We have a couple of other things here. Okay. And this is from. Okay. I don't know if you guys can y'all zero in on that. Can y'all see that? This is from our nursery, Echo Student Ministry. Amen. These are from some of the youth, and this is a presentation for both of you guys. I'll let y'all can read that later on if you like. Okay, and also we have another presentation. And let's see, can you zoom in on that? Okay, this is from the nursery, the kids. All right, Miss Gina Wilson and her group, okay? And this is for you guys from the nursery. And also, we have something from the kids' church that's coming down through here by Mr. Darren Jonah. That's his name, okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And this is from my kids' church, all right? And this is for you guys. All right. And we just want to say to you, Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda, that we love you guys and we appreciate you so much. And I know Elder Doug has already explained the hard work that you do day and night, you know, pressing on. I didn't realize you was a showman. That's where all them jokes come. Nah, just kidding. Nah. Sometimes you just say things, but we know what he was saying. You're a great pastor, and we appreciate it. And you're a great, awesome wife to be along with him. And I do apologize for Miss Faye not being here. She was going to try to be here this morning, but she had some death in her family. Her niece's son committed suicide this week. But we've been with the family for about 3 days, and she got a call, and then they wanted her back this morning. So she's down with them this morning. So just pray for that family and, you know, continue to hold them up. But she told me to let you know that she loves you guys and she appreciates you so much and that she hates she couldn't be here, that she was going to try to be here. But she told me, if you don't see me, just tell them, okay? So I'm doing it, Miss V, okay? So she don't have to come and get me. But we love you guys and appreciate you so much. Amen. You know. And Miss Vicky. Okay. But you did a great job, brother. Appreciate you. You know, and I want to say this before I turn the mic over to them. I want to ask our elders, if you would, please stand. All our elders that's here. Okay. And if you want to look around, you'll see our elders. Some of them not here. Terry Wilson is not here. And let's see. I don't see any more. It may not. Lee Moss is not here. Okay. So Lee and Terry are out. But I just want to say this before we turn the mic over to them, that, you know, Pastor Terry, he always says, I'm not in this alone. This is we're in this together. We are a team. But we want to honor, you know, and I know that I'm not saying when I say the head, I mean, you know, he'll take more heat than any of us will. Amen. So, but we're with you, and we appreciate you, and you know, we ain't got your back, but we're in here with you. Amen. You know, because some people get the back, and they too far back. But how many know the Bible says we're fighting together? Amen. We're a part of the body, and we want you to know that, you know, and not using all these cliches. We want to use scripture. And the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. And you are due the honor, you and Miss Brenda. And we want to say thank you so much for your time and your service that you've shown. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank you so much. If we were here and you weren't here, there'd be no Father's Vineyard. It would just be us. So you have to have great people to have a great church, and we have great people. And I speak blessings on you in your coming in and in your going out.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to defer real quick. I'm going to say to begin with, he ain't all that. I'm not all that. I really appreciate the kind words. I really do. I do have clay feet, and told that to Pastor Russell after he preached the message, and everybody was patting him on the back and congratulating him. And I just told him, I said, now remember, you're not all that. Don't let your head swell. So I'm telling myself, you're not all that, you know. So, but I do appreciate all the honor and all the kind words, but I want to defer to God. I really do. So if y'all would just stand just for a moment. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. Without him, we're nothing. So he gets all the glory. You may be seated just for a moment. I want to say that it's been an honor to be here. You guys have given your time, your service, your being here all these years in order to be able to help me learn how to pastor people. And so it came at your expense. For me to learn how, and I'm still learning, by the way. I've not conquered it yet, but I'm still learning, and you're the best people I've been around. You're just awesome group of guys. Can I say guys? Is that what's it? Yeah, awesome group of people, and I love each and every one of you. I truly do, and we're turning the corners of many things. I'm excited about what God's doing. God's going to reestablish his church. He's going to reestablish his people that won't back down, that won't stop, and that will continue to go forward and advance his kingdom and for in his name, and it's for his glory. Amen? Amen. I really do appreciate it. I don't like all the attention. I really don't. I fight this. I tell them, I said, you know, let's look, just say thank you, Pastor, and let's move on, you know. But I do appreciate it. I really do. But you guys are just awesome. And I was talking to one of our members just recently, and he came and been here for years, and he's a man of color as well. And he was telling me, he said, you know, when I first started coming to this church, it was so good, I just couldn't hardly stand it. And I said, okay, that's good. He said, I came every Sunday looking to try to find, okay, this thing's about to blow up any time now, you know. He said, but it never did. He said, everybody was nice. Everybody greeted me and my family. Everybody welcomed me and my family. Everybody loved me and my family. He said, this can't be real, you know. You know, but he's still with us today, and I don't tell his name, but he said I learned a lot of things while I was here, He said, one thing I learned how to love. He said, I learned how to express my love. He said, being around you, he said, you were the first man that ever hugged me and said, I love you. And he said, I was like a tree when you hugged me. He said, what's he doing? And then you said, I love you. And he said, I didn't know what to do with that. He said, but I want to let you know, I go around hugging men today, telling them I love them, you know. But you guys have made this place a loving place, an accepting place, and a welcome place for all people, not just a few people, not just certain people, but for all people. Everyone's welcome here, and you have made them feel welcome. You have made them feel loved. And we just say thank you so much for allowing us to be your pastors and allowing us to be able to serve and do what God wants us to do. And I just say thank you. I'm honored. Vicky, take care of him. Be kind to him. Be kind to him. No, he's a great man. He really is. But thank you so much. And I know it's getting later, so we're gonna end. But I'm going to say, I love each and every one of you. I truly, truly do. And it's so, so honoring to be here. Every time we're together, it's representing him. He is the one. Never lose sight. Never stop your gazing at him. Yes, he has people in place, but always fix your eyes on him and him alone. And we'll be okay. As one. Amen. Stand together.
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to receive a offering for Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda. If you guys can step back here if you like. And what we want to do is, as we get ready, we're going to go ahead and dismiss, and we have the plate set here that you can put your gift in. You know, we just want to bless them. We know they're already blessed, but we want to bless them even more. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for this great cup, O Lord. And, God, we thank you so much for the gift that you have given us, Lord. And, God, we don't take it for granted. But, God, we value them and we honor them today, Lord. As your people, Lord, as your man and woman of God, we just bless them, Father. And, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them. We pray, God, that you'll give them rest in their spirit, soul, and body. And, Lord, we just thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for this church body. We thank you for our brothers and sisters that are here, Father, as we bless them today. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.